So it just show up after that.
After the blizzard of the century.
Woohoo!
We are here. We are safe. High noon on Wednesday, I think I'm right. I think it's the last Wednesday of January.
Today's the 28th, right?
Yeah. It's my sister-in-law's birthday.
Is it?
Happy birthday, Shamak. Oh, yeah. It's her birthday today.
Today was my due date, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right.
Yeah. But she was born on Saturday, the 31st.
That's right. A lot of big events happening today. The biggest event, Elite, as you know, was the blizzard that was scheduled. It was supposed to be the blizzard of the century.
There was no blizzard.
That never happened. Blizzard bust. Never happened.
Nope.
But that's what's happening. For anybody who's in New York, you know what I'm talking about. Those outside of New York, like lucky enough to be in L.A. and Arizona, you have no idea what we're talking about. We were actually on a city shutdown as of, I think it was Monday night at 8 o'clock, the trains shut. Nobody but emergency vehicles were allowed on the streets. And that's how serious it was. And, you know, I have to say, better safe than sorry. A lot of people are giving the mayor.
Well, because everybody was off the streets, they really cleaned up the streets well.
And
very
rightfully
well.
So. And, you know, the fact the trains didn't run, and they just had some trains running without people, it was easier to get them back on track. They did. Everything
they
was back on track
up, they,
yesterday.
You know, I guess de-iced whatever they needed to do.
Yeah, and nobody was trapped. And that's what happened in 2010. People were trapped in the Rockaways.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trapped there on a coal train for 4 hours. So that wasn't...
It's not fun.
Yeah, and that was because the trains were running during a blizzard. And so they took extra precaution this time. And, okay, so people were inconvenienced a little bit. But they were safe, and I think that's really...
You know, a lot of people got mad that they were told not to be on the streets.
Yeah. Who would want to be on the streets?
Why would you want to be on the streets?
No.
Tell me.
I
first of all, it's freezing outside.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And second is, what are you doing on the streets at 11 o'clock?
Because there's nobody else on the streets
right.
at 11 o'clock. There's nothing opened. I mean, God forbid an emergency, that's a totally different story.
Right.
But to just be walking the street because it's kind of cool, it's a blizzard, people.
Yeah. Or even driving.
Yeah. But...
Yeah.
Enough of that.
Woohoo.
Proper intros. First, let me thank everybody for joining us once again. We are the Bridal Body Shop, and we are on every Wednesday, high noon, and we're here to give you fitness facts, health tips, and we deliver it with a smile and a little bit of a chuckle. Your hosts are Lori Towers is me, Elite Ziegelman is she.
Thank you.
The Bridal Body Shop is we, and we are here to fight the war on obesity. That's what we're here to do, and, you know, this is...
Well, not only obesity only, it's just, you know, getting those right-to-wrong things that you hear about fitness, you know, working out, all those things.
And you know what I heard this morning? I don't know if you heard it. It was early morning blog blurb on the web crawl. Obesity is up 35% since last year.
Really?
Think about that. 35% since
last year.
And
I would think
it would
be the opposite because there's just so many people into fitness now. You know?
You know, I guess people are more vocally into fitness, but something's not sticking.
I think they're fitness conscious,
yeah.
but they're
okay,
not really
that's,
sticking
I think
to
that's,
it.
I think that's a good way to put it because it's not landing. It's
and
really
it's in
not
your face
landing.
Every day.
Yeah, it's. But you know, something like anything else. I mean, things could be in your face every day, but are you embracing
right,
it?
Right,
are
exactly.
you doing it long term? I mean, the truth is, a lot
you
of people
practice it.
will do it for 2 weeks, but that does
that's
not
it.
Mean
right.
it's going to
I
want to
know how many people are off their New Year's regimens that day.
I think
started.
That happened the second day.
Yeah.
I bet you the second day.
I don't see the gyms any more crowded.
No.
To tell you the truth.
No.
I mean, one of mine is as empty as anything.
And, you know, you could blame the weather, but, you know, other you know, malls always...
It just started snowing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you look, you could say, well, it's winter. Well, the malls are always full. So
always.
There's something to be
they
said about
that. They even closed
them.
The malls yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I think the only thing that was open was the stock exchange. And the stock exchange, fun fact, the only time it closed, I think,
Good
was
Friday.
The blizzard of Well, outside of that, the blizzard of, I think, 20, the big blizzard that we had, they closed, and Sandy. That's the only time anything was weather-related that kept them. What they were doing is they were keeping people in hotels close by so that they would be there for the bell opening. And that's what they did yesterday. But, yeah, they nothing stops that. I mean, people get nervous when the stock exchange closes because you realize something serious is happening. But Sandy was the only one that brought that house down. They were closed, I think, for... I think it was 2 days.
That's because it was so close, silly.
Yes, 15. but that was and yesterday, I mean, it was funny because I had clients saying, "Well, do you think you could make it in the afternoon?" And the subways,
that kills me.
Yeah,
that kills me.
The subways weren't running. I mean, people that lived close.
It doesn't matter. You have to get there for them.
Right. That's subways were not running up until I think 12 o'clock, every line was back, but with delays, but, you know, so what? But even so, you know, come on, stay, it's one day, stay home, make use of it.
Stop being a
big old babies. God love them. They helped me pay my rent, but, you know.
But still.
Enough. But, yeah, it was a nice, did you have a nice snow day yesterday, Elite?
I did. It wasn't so bad.
Yeah. You out there shoveling?
Yeah, I was. I really was. And actually, you know, I read the tips that were on our page.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big shoveler.
Nope.
Because I really never had to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that you had to push
the
snow instead of, you know, bending down and picking it up because it, you know, it prevents your back.
Oh, yeah.
From getting hurt. But I didn't read it until after I shoveled.
Yeah, well.
And my back is a little sore because I didn't push.
Yeah, it's as you know, I love.
Yeah, you love to shovel.
And if you do it right, it is just a complete workout. It's you know, if you dress warm enough and you're not in a rush and you're doing it the right way.
It's funny because at some point I was freezing. My hands were like
even with gloves.
And then later on I started sweating.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was just like it was amazing how your body just got really hot.
Yeah. You know, it's really a workout. And
if you
do it effectively, you do it the right way. I mean, I did it for about maybe an hour yesterday. It wasn't that much. And I remember when I lived upstate, oh, my God, it was St. Patrick's Day. We once got 2 feet in one shot, which is not unlikely for the Hudson Valley area. And I remember I was out there, and, you know, it was very still. The sun was so nice and bright, and it was. I loved it. And then you just go in the house, you have some hot cocoa, you relax.
When you say hot cocoa.
I do like
hot cocoa.
And I loved it. And I loved it. But, you know, it's inconvenient for a lot of people. And that's what our show. Today our show was going to have an East Coast, West Coast thing. We're going to have a beach party. What did I say? No, it was going to be a
beach blanket,
snow blanket.
Right. Or I thought it was blizzard. Blizzard.
Yeah. I was playing around. You know how fast my mind works.
Beach blanket blizzard.
No, it was going to be beach blanket blanket of snow. That's what I said. That's what it was. But our LA team is indisposed today. And
because they're sitting in the sun.
Yeah, they're sitting in the sun. But at 12:30 we have... the lovely Patty Martin coming on. She's going to be telling us about the snowfall counts in the Hudson Valley, which didn't get as bad as
Long Island.
Well, where
was it?
Bad.
Suffolk.
Yeah.
Suffolk.
They
got over 2 feet.
And that's what they got. They got it. I think last year they got something like
that. They were at the edge of the water over there. I mean, you know, they're close to Connecticut, but out a little more into the water.
And anything could happen. You know, and that's what happened with us. Everybody was saying, okay, this is really going to be serious. And then all of a sudden, it goes off course a little bit. And then it just loses momentum. And then the amount of snow you actually get is so much smaller. And I think in Brooklyn, I think it's a foot. But compared
really?
To...
Really? You got that much?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't even get that much.
Yeah. But... compared to the last thing that you and I heard was 3 feet.
Yeah.
So that was like it was welcome. Three feet.
They were a little embarrassed, these weather people.
But, you know, I think the scary part is that you can't really predict the weather. I mean, you really, honestly, anything could change. A system could change. But it's really harder and harder to predict. And
you know what's scary is that how could they not predict the weather? They know when it's going to rain, and they know when it's going to snow.
Yeah, but...
Okay? So they're telling us that it was going to be over here, it was going to get 3 feet and over, 2 feet over here, and 6 feet and less down there. Six inches and less.
Well,
I mean, that's really cutting it to predicting, you know? And that's why they had pie in their face, because they were so wrong.
But you know what it is, too? It's again, I always say...
But again, with Sandy, they were on cue.
Yeah, that's the one thing they said we would never see.
The perfect storm.
Yeah, it was perfect. But you know what the sad thing is? Years ago, and it's not the profession, because with all our technology, weather forecasting should be so much more precise. But the problem is it's man-made occurrences that will contribute to the inconsistent patterns we have. And all of this is
Mother Nature.
It's man-designed. What we did.
Well, those are the radars.
No, but what I'm trying to say is all the things that we did to the environment.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah.
That
yeah,
will
yeah.
screw things up
mm-hmm.
and make it harder and harder for us to... Because, I mean, years ago, and I remember I was talking to somebody the other night, we used to get a lot of snow, and you knew it was just, you're going to get a lot of snow, and you got it. Now you're going to get a lot of snow, but it's iffy. And with all our technology, it should not be iffy. It's just a matter of what we did to our solar system. Yeah, we did it. We did it to the ozone layer. We did it to everything else. So, I mean, that's really it. And I know there's so many people that say, well, there's no such thing as global warming and blah, blah, blah. Because,
who says that?
Well, you know, certain people on the right usually say that. But...
On the right?
On the right, so on the left.
No, you never talk to the people on the right.
Well,
I
try not to, but, you know, they come into my line of vision. I try to be polite. But their point is, you know, there have been these major weather system and historic changes in the pattern, but they're just happening more now.
Well, the
you know,
storms are a little
really
outrageous now.
Well, that's what I think. I'm trying to think who said it. I think it was
Andrew
Cuomo. No, I never said anything like that. I think Andrew Cuomo said we're starting to have the storm of the century every year. And I think that's a nice way of putting it, because we're not supposed to be getting what we're getting, and we're getting it more frequent. So that's what we're saying about global warming. Things will happen. They're just happening a little bit more erratically and a little bit more consistently. So that's what we're saying. But today what we're doing is we're going to go over, because we still have a lot of snow. As you know,
we're going to have it for a while, because it's going to be cold.
And I think you like our new campaign that I have going, that I'm actually going to put it on a Facebook wall later.
But why don't you tell everybody else that?
It's a really cool picture of, I thought it's a picture of, it looks like it's a painting.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like it, because it's all
black and
white.
But it's hyper-realism, I think, yeah.
Except the lights.
The lights.
I
so
love
it's
that.
The traffic lights in the middle of a blizzard. Mm-hmm. And what it's, now I'm trying to think of my genius sometimes. Sometimes I forget, because I have so many things going on in my mind. Okay, here it is. It's now you're picturing that, right? Everybody picture, it's kind of black and white, but you have the winds whipping around all this snow, and you're talking about mounds of snow. We're talking about
a blizzard.
A blizzard, okay?
Blizzard
and
conditions.
You see the tops of the car. Now, what I wrote is, guess what? That snow will melt, but those extra pounds won't.
Ooh.
June is closer than you think. And then the bridal bud. You like that? The bridal
bud is
212-460-1879, because the bride's out there. And we're not just about brides, but you know what? We do have to pay a little nod to brides now. June is closer than you think, ladies, and grooms. So, I mean, just because, you know, we got that snow, just because we're in the end of January, spring is coming very quick, and June is going to follow that as quickly as winter hopefully will leave us. So start thinking about what you're going to do as far as looking your best for your wedding. Start thinking about it now. I mean, you really should have started thinking the minute you said yes. So start thinking about it now. This is the time to do it. And because we see so many people coming into our doors, and they're saying, well, I wanna get ready for the wedding. I want to lose 40 pounds in 1 month. Don't come into us
If you didn't gain it in a month, you ain't going to lose it in a month.
Well, see, that's,
I hope they remember that.
That nobody ever remembers that. And the truth is, if you're coming in June because you have an August wedding, you are not giving us enough time, and you're doing yourself a huge disservice, as you are us, because we can't do that. We can't do that. We're not going to ask our trainers to do that. If it's just toning, that's a different story. But if you're coming in with a significant amount of weight that you want to lose, please don't do this. Just start thinking about it now. We can't make it any easier, can
no,
we?
No.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because we come to you, not main elite, you will not see us. You will not see us. But we send the trainers to your homes, So there is no excuse. I can't, I don't want to get in the car. I don't want to this. Morning, evening, you can have a session before you go to work or after you go to work.
Well, don't forget the afternoon if they're sitting home doing nothing.
But I'm just saying, I'm just assuming people are working. Okay.
You
know what? We could move around anything.
Of course.
We could move around anything.
Of course.
212-460-1879. We're not just about the brides. We're about the grooms, too. Come on, boys.
Bridal
you
parties.
You need
ushers,
to get in shape. Everybody, come on.
Mothers.
Right.
Fathers.
Right. Who else? Everybody.
Even if you're not getting married.
Well, and I have a nice little thing we do. Who said we just train brides? We train anybody with a body they want to change. That's what
mm-hmm.
we do. That's what the Bridal Body Shop is. It's a specific target market that we have. But we're open to everybody. We do not discriminate.
And why should we?
No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. We want to
help. Our name is just the name.
But, we do weddings as well.
Of course.
And
yeah.
What else are we doing in the new year, Lee?
What else?
Yeah. What else? You know what we're doing.
We do so many things, I'm, like, confused now.
Okay. Well, we're going to be in the West Coast. I'm saying that for all the people that are just tuning in and they don't know about that.
I thought we were doing something different. No, but we're going to take what we do here
into
the West Coast.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing out there. That's what we're doing out there. We're assembling.
We're going to explode.
That was beautiful. That was good. That was you were right on the money with
uh-huh.
that one. Right on the ready, my friend. We're assembling brand ambassadors out there in partnerships with wedding planners and so on and so forth. And we're going to be in the hills of Beverly, serving the masses, helping them get rid of mass. Ah,
ho!
Like that.
Wait.
You like that?
You
like that? Come on.
There you go.
So you got to give, what you have to give me? You have to give me, all right, sir. Like Ed McMahon. All right, sir. When Johnny used to make a joke.
Yeah, but I am not Ed McMahon.
No. You, Senator, you are no Ed McMahon. No,
uh-huh.
But we'll be going out there. And actually, any place. Any place. Any place there is a body. That's why what we said, the Bridal Body Shop coming to a body near you. I mean, come on. It's everybody. Where can't we be? You name one place we can't be, Elite Ziegelman.
Mm-hmm. There is none.
That's what I'm saying. And we have a lot of trainers that are wanting to partner with us, and we have a lot of exciting things happening in 2015. So we will be every place.
I can't believe it's 2015.
Yeah, it happened pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
Well, Elise, it does happen. It does happen quick, and that's the good thing. Time does pass, and even times like this, where the weather is not what most people like,
weather is frightful.
It'll get better. But we're going to be talking about now, with the weather being what it is, and plenty of snow to shovel. We're going to be shoveling for a little bit. So our thing is, if you look on our Facebook page, if you have to do it. Do it at least safely. And we had our tips yesterday, and hopefully the people that are doing this, because I know this week I'm going to see a lot of people that were shoveling snow, and they pulled something, and they pulled their neck, they pulled this, they pulled that, because they did it incorrectly.
Or they're out of shape.
Think about this. Most people who are shoveling snow,
mm-hmm.
you're forced to do it. It's an activity
yeah.
that you're, like, at gunpoint. So whether you're in shape for it or not, if you want to move your car, if you want to get out of your house, you have to do it. So it's like it's exercise at gunpoint. You have no choice.
And it's funny because, you know, people that are in shape like, you know, you and me,
mm-hmm.
you're using different muscle parts.
Yeah.
And you've, it's funny because you're feeling sore in other areas that you really basically never work out.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So just imagine people that don't work out.
It's really got to be the third ring of hell.
It really is.
Yeah,
it's really
got to
be.
I mean, think about this. Mother Nature has you at gunpoint to work out. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
really it. You have, for the sake of yourself, if you have to go out or get somebody out or, God forbid, it's an emergency.
And it's not even that the disheveling. It's also the cold with,
oh,
the,
yeah.
with the exertion. It's just
mm-hmm.
it's a lot on the person that never, ever
yeah.
done it before or
and
worked out.
I'm sure there were many yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's why,
oh,
you know, they
many.
Were even saying on the news, if, you know the elderly, I mean, be a good neighbor. Yesterday was a perfect time to, if you don't know your neighbors, get to know them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, check in on people that you know are compromised in some way and they can't get out there and do the snow themselves or
yeah.
run an errand for them. I mean, yesterday was, you know, a day that could have brought wonderful good neighbor policy, I think. But
speaking of which, I told you that my neighbor started
snow blowing,
you know, all our parking. So the
That's
whole
nice.
Block doesn't have those big holes
yeah.
of those big pockets of
yeah.
holes to put a car in. That's the best thing.
Well, you know, I think that when you live in areas, and I know when I was upstate, most of my neighbors did have snow blowers because you have to.
And, you know, that's a workout in itself,
yeah.
pushing that
oh,
thing.
Yeah, oh, it's not.
It's
not
know?
Easy. It's not. It's,
pushing
it's,
that thing is not easy.
It's certainly less of
oh, yeah.
But it's not like you're doing nothing. Yeah.
Especially the bigger the ones that
yeah,
are heavier to push.
And you have to push it in
snow,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is heavy,
yeah, yeah.
you know?
So, I mean, and look, like your neighbor, good neighbor. That's a wonderful thing.
And
help people
know,
out.
Like a good neighbor.
State Farm, right?
State Farm is there.
That was like always one of my, you know, I love marketing and everything. That was
that's
always like
a great
like,
commercial. That
isn't
and Geico,
it?
They
and
both have great.
But State Farm was around since we were kids. That
yeah, I guess.
It,
yeah.
That jingle was always there, and it just was always so pleasant. It had just like just the right chords and everything to make you smile. Okay, so we're going to go through safe shoveling tips. And this is little things that you can do because this is not the first snowfall we're going to get this winter, and it's certainly not going to be the last. Number one, if you're out there and you are experiencing any type of pain, anything, I mean, like...
Besides seeing all the snow.
Besides disgust and being appalled... Think twice before you pick up that shovel. Think twice. If you have chest pains, especially, if you are compromised in any which way, if you know that you have a breathing disability, if you know that there is a cardiac problem, don't do it. Look for a nice, strong young man or young woman and pay them some money to do it. Really, it's not worth it. It's not worth, you know, making a path to your car. It really isn't because...
Mm-mm.
The way things were going yesterday, got off a bit of an emergency. It was a little bit lengthy process to get to you. So that's number one. If you are compromised, don't go out there. Get somebody else to do it. Get a teenager. Get somebody who's laying around the house doing nothing. Okay. Now, this is what you saw on our wall yesterday, and this is something that most people don't know. Pushing the snow.
Yeah, I was just...
is so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're pushing the heavy ice, that's the this ice underneath it, so it's a little.
Well, you have to actually chop the thing
right.
before you push it.
Right. But pushing it is so much easier
than scooping it up.
Than scooping it up. Yeah. So I mean, get into that snow, and just push it and use and.
Well, you have to make a dent in the snow before you push it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's so.
Yeah.
There's got to be an easier way to do that.
Well, I mean, making the dent in the snow, if you just, like, chop it or just, like, you know, chop it.
No, I'm just saying, let's say you walk out and it's not shoveled yet.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, like, scoop up a little
yeah.
to push. You know, you have to make an area
yeah.
where you're going to push it.
Well, I mean, think about this, though. I mean, most people who are out shoveling aren't out there for just, like, a few minutes. You're going to be there a while. So once you make that first dent...
Right, you have
then,
to make a dent before
right,
you can push.
Then you start
pushing
it.
That's what I was trying
it.
To say.
And, you know, and I was watching...
Thank you.
Was that for you?
Yeah.
Why?
because I was trying to make it a point.
Oh.
That you can't push without making a
dent.
No,
well, that's, yeah, I thought that was self-explanatory. But I was watching people yesterday, and... Oh, why is that? What did I do? Why is the baby noise?
Go ahead, baby. Oh, go ahead, Lori.
But, so I was watching people yesterday, and I watched people that, like, actually bending all the way over and with no support whatsoever.
Ouch.
And I'm thinking to myself, how could they possibly, I mean, not everybody has proper form, because it's like you say to yourself, okay, we know how to shovel snow. We know how, you know, good body mechanics should look. How are these people bending over with their legs, like, very wide apart, and shoveling snow like that? That's what I'm thinking. How could they possibly think that they're going to do that without your back being the least of it? I'm thinking about groin pulls. I'm thinking about anything else. How could they possibly...
They're not thinking about anything like that until they go home.
But that's what I'm saying, and I'm watching this. And, you know, it's very easy. You just want to get it done, and you think that, you know, I'm going to bend over and I'm going to get some more leverage like this. And I'm just watching, saying, this is, like, so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they could. I mean, first of all, and this is one of our tips, always bend your knees. Whatever you're doing, however big the pile, however small the pile, you bend your knees slightly to avoid spinal compression. And this is like even a workout too, Elite. When people are doing any type of curl, you know,
always have that slight.
Yeah, slight. I'm not saying you have to
soften
really,
the knees.
Right. It creates less of a pelvic tilt, and it avoids spinal compression. So, I mean, that's, your stance should be like that. And it's so amazing how I could look out the window and see how many people are doing it wrong. And it's just, it's crazy. So, body straight, knees bent. And try as much as you can to leave your body, your back out of it. And I always, you know, when I was in school and they were teaching us visualization, I used to be a rah, 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 rah. But it really, you know what, it really does work. I mean, if you try to visualize the muscles that you want to respond the fastest, like your hamstrings.
It's called line to muscle,
right, right. And you just allow that to happen. And just picture really feeling it in your hamstrings and your glutes and leaving your core out of it as much as possible. Because, you know, core stability doesn't happen overnight.
No.
And you think, well, my abs are strong enough, until they're not, and you're
mm-hmm.
taking it from your back, and then it's too late. So keep your knees bent. And that will save your back so much more than you could ever imagine. So... That was another one. And the other one I put on was view it as an activity. View shoveling snow the way you would before you get on the tennis court, before you, you know, play softball. Stretch. Stretch and warm the muscles up. A muscle that is cold is going to be more prone to injury. So just pretend, I mean, go out there and... do a little back stretch. And, you know, this also works in between. I mean, if you're taking a break, you know, you put the shovel down for a second, stretch. I mean, just view it as a sport, because whether you want to believe it is or not, it really is. You're going to be working constantly.
Anything that moves the body is like a sport.
Well, but I'm just saying, you're going to be working for like a half an hour straight. You know?
Strenuously.
Yeah. And like we said before, most likely you haven't done something like this before. So this is, again, working out at gunpoint. So make sure your muscles are warm. I'm not saying you have to be religious about it and go through, like, you know, 10 minutes of stretching before you shovel. You know, try to get out of shoveling that way. But that's true. You're stretching, waiting for the snow to stop, and it's not going to. But keep that in mind. Cold muscles are most likely to sprain, strain than relaxed muscles. So that's something you got to – and this is another one that we like. When you're gripping the shovel, make sure your hands are at least 12 inches apart. That matters.
Really?
Yeah, because the closer you are, the more – of an imbalance your whole body has. And but we also say that with gripping and
it doesn't feel comfortable anyway when it's so close.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying it's funny how like the nuance will make such a difference. Like I mean, like look at us like when we're talking about like different knee presses and leg presses and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Your toes are pointed.
Toes,
so,
yeah, it makes a difference.
It's the same thing. It's a grip and foot position.
Oh,
change
everything. I see that also, especially when you think about a ball plays.
Yep.
When they put their hands together on a bat, you can't have it separately because of
exactly.
the way the bat has to swing and,
yeah.
and, you know, I guess.
And that has to do with, like, you know, height and width of the hands and so on. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
but keep in mind, keeping it further apart will give you a little bit more of a balance. And it affects your whole body. It'll affect your whole execution of.
Your whole body.
Your whole body. Okay. Never throw
snow
over your shoulder. No, I would at you. I would have thrown three already if we were sitting here. Three would have gotten out of
my
hand. Never throw over your shoulder. You know why?
Because of your shoulders.
No.
You're going to hit somebody who's shuffling behind you.
That is a very, very humanitarian way of looking at it, but it's because of the torso twist.
Right.
Because you're throwing it over your shoulder. And you really, first of all, you can't really control.
I've never seen people throw snow. You know, you always see it on cartoons and stuff. I've never seen that, though.
I saw a lot of my neighbors doing that.
Really?
It's like, it's, you know, they're throwing it in
their
garden.
Strong, because it's very hard to pick up that heavy snow over your shoulder.
They're very sloppy, and they were doing it really quick. And, you know, that's where you see that, you know, when people are getting really tired, they're doing it quick just to get through, and you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. And I saw, they were throwing it not into the street. They were throwing it back into their garden.
Right.
But I was like, holy moly. And that's serious, because that's what we call, it's an exaggerated torso flexion and extension, and it's a rapid one. You're going to get hurt. You don't have to know the technical terms of it.
Well, your torso gets twisted either
but
way.
You're going to get hurt, so don't do it. What else did I want to say? What else did I want to say, Elise?
Well, you know, Elise.
I'm going to go to, another tip, wet snow could be a lot heavier. Wet snow weighs more. About 5 pounds more per
that fluffy snow.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could have something visually that is the same size, but it's compact. Just
mm-hmm.
like just like muscle weighs more.
Right. Than
and that and fat. Visually, you're going to see a humongous difference,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to weigh heavy. So just it weighs a little bit more. So definitely keep that in mind when you're shoveling. Okay, now I'm going to go to, we're waiting for the lovely Patty Morton to come on. She's coming. She's got some tips to add.
I think I'm going to bring her on.
Is she on?
Here she comes.
On cue.
Hello.
Here I be.
Hi.
On cue.
Oh, here I am.
We're waiting for the lovely. Give her a, yeah, here we go.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one. Okay.
And, hey, a hand to you guys for your expansion to the West Coast. You guys rule. You're going to be, like, ruling. You're going to have push pins all over the country.
Let me give a proper intro to the lovely Patricia Morton, who is the Hudson Valley's PR maven. Is that right, Patty? What do you think?
Some say. I'm having a T-shirt made.
Okay. Send us some. We'll send that to L.A. too. So you have some tips for us too. Now, what was your number yesterday? Because I think, you know, it's funny. Because I lived in the Hudson Valley, as you know. And you guys got less than I think we did. I think because we got a foot. How much did you get?
Yeah, the you know, for once we didn't get slammed as bad as the Big Apple, and even the Connecticut suburb where my sister lives got slammed pretty good. And I can tell how bad it is. I mean, I live on a not even a secondary road, a thirdary road. That's like the worst the worst part of my truck. But you know it's a lot of snow when I have to start shoveling for my little puppy, Bo, to do his business outside. And I call them making alien crop circles because that's what they must look like up above. And I did not have to make crop circles yesterday.
Oh, wow, really?
It was light, it was fluffy, probably about 4 or 5 inches, and it really was
fluffy.
Drifting. I mean, half of my driveway was already shoveled for me by the north wind.
Wow.
And you know, the other time, I think you probably remember this. Remember about 8 years ago, there was this big storm predicted, and I was still upstate at the time, and everybody's getting ready for it. And I remember that was the year that Brooklyn and Long Island got it the hardest. They got like at least,
I remember that.
Remember that?
I remember
like
that.
24 mm-hmm. inches,
and
we got 5.
We got like and it's funny because I was, you know, looking about which parts of the country were hit pretty bad, which is like, you know, outside of Boston and Worcester, they got a record 33.5 inches. And Nantucket was shut down by 78-mile-per-hour winds that gave most of the island in a blackout.
Yep.
But there was a sign. I'm trying to remember where it was. Was it in Maine? Maybe Boston? A liquor store? You know, because people run to the grocery store and stock up like they're never going to eat again, you know, before a snowstorm. The liquor store had one of those electronic programmable signs that said milk and bread are overrated. I think that's a pretty good spin.
Holy crap. Well, you know what's funny?
So, yeah, we got off pretty light this time.
When was it? I think it was like before the new year. Buffalo got something, 7 feet of snow? Or
yeah, it was something crazy.
And
what
do you do with that? I mean, 2 feet is a lot, but what do you do with, I mean, you can't, honestly, you can't
stare
at it for
a long time.
You can't get out of your house, that's for sure.
No.
You get snowshoes and a yak.
man. So you have some snow shoveling tips, too.
I do indeed. And one of the ones that, speaking of yaks, I think that anybody who lives where it gets snowy and icy should go out and buy a pair of yak tracks.
You were telling me about that. Go ahead.
They're yaktrax. You can Google them. You can order direct from the company. You can go to most, you know, outdoorsy kind of sport shops have them as well. And they're genius. I found out about them from a woman I knew who was a mail carrier, and she said she never ever fell on her butt, you know, wearing yak tracks. And so they're it's kind of like a web. They go on like rubbers over the bottom of your shoes, but it's a web of rubber, and it stretches out, and it has, instead of cleats and little sticky things, which are like golf cleats, which aren't as good, it has like a small, hard little string of coiled metal, kind of like a tiny slinky. And so that really grips the ice really well. And, I mean, I this winter is very icy, and there was one other winter in the last few years where it was just, you know, my driveway was an ice skating rink, basically. And so I recommend them. And if you have relatives, elderly, get them a pair as a gift, because they're definitely a great thing to have in your health arsenal, just as a preventative thing.
Do you remember, now I don't know why, and I don't know if this was ever something that actually was put to use. Do you remember like old Abbott and Costello movies? They used to put a tennis racket on their feet.
Yeah, it was like tennis shoes.
Kind of like a snowshoe.
Yeah.
Right. Like a snowshoe.
And, I mean, do you know of anybody that ever did that and was effective? I mean, I always saw that, and I always thought it was partial tongue-in-cheek gag.
It makes sense, though.
I guess so, but
because the
I
wiring
think it's one step away. Maybe it's a little bit more effective than, like, tying a string around your tooth and tying the other end to a doorknob and slamming it.
Which they also did.
I know.
They also, and the Flintstones and the Honeymooners, so let's not leave those out. Okay. So give us another one, Patty.
You just like swimming, you should not shovel right after you eat. Give your body a chance to digest the food. All the blood's going to go in your stomach and not to your extremities and where you need it. And, of course, you shouldn't smoke anyway, but if you do smoke, don't smoke, you know, while you're, you know, outside. Somebody was talking about, there was an, no, seriously, somebody, I read an interview, it was in the New York Times. They said they were interviewing this person who was, like, shoveling snow with a cigar in his mouth.
That's so crazy.
But, I mean,
we've
seen
that. Crazy, right?
I mean, I haven't seen it recently, but I know for a fact that most of my uncles did that when they were shoveling snow. I would bet any of my future earnings on that, that's what happened.
Yeah. And stay hydrated, keep drinking water, because you use more, whether even if you're not active, your body uses more water in winter than in the summer, because it takes a lot of energy to keep warm, and the heat generated to maintain your stable temperature uses up the moisture. So drink water, 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 not coffee, not herb tea, yeah, not soda, which is dehydrating, but good old H2O.
And you know, I didn't mean to cut you off. Once you start feeling thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Right.
So the thing is, keep the water in you so that you don't have to. Right.
Yep. Absolutely. And you know, and make sure that you have your hat and your scarves and your mittens, and protect your mouth if it's below like 21 degrees out, because the cold air can really hurt your lungs.
I did that.
And, pardon?
I did that yesterday. I wrapped my scarf around my mouth.
You have to. I mean, it seriously is just makes good sense. And, you know, it's you can make a fashion statement out of it with the right scarf.
You really can't, but let's just say you can.
Well, you can kind of work it, you know.
Well, Elite has asthma, so you definitely should.
Yeah, so I tried.
You absolutely have to. Because, you know, the funny thing is, you know, I was outside and I was talking a little bit. Now, I have no breathing problem, but as I was talking and shoveling,
it takes your breath away.
I felt it in my chest. I felt the cold air going down.
Yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't feel good. It kind of hurts. It kind of burns.
Yeah.
It hurts.
After a while. And I don't know about you guys, but if I have too much cold, I kind of get, like, lightheaded.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I get a little bit like, ooh.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you don't, like, and getting back to being dehydrated, you don't realize it until it's too late. And it's just like, if you don't stop a little bit and take breaks while you're shoveling, you don't realize you might have overexerted yourself until you actually...
Until it's too late.
So I always tell people, don't stop... Do something. Stop shoveling, but move your body around a little bit. Don't just stop and stand there, because that's like a rapid contrast, and your body is not going to do well with that.
And another thing, too, is rather than go out and like give one big heave-ho when the snow's already fallen, if you are going to get pummeled, it's not as, you know, nobody relishes the idea of getting, it's so much work in the winter, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, getting on all the gear and going out. But it really is to your advantage to, you know, do little bits at a time, do thin layers at a time. And, you know, of course, with lighter snow like we had, it's way easier. But with that wet, gloppy stuff, it's, like, really important, because you can, you know, the weight of it doesn't, you can have as much snow that's wet and heavy as you do with the light, fluffy stuff, and you could kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it was funny because up until like midnight, I was even saying to Elite before, everybody thought that we were, you know, the storm was coming, and the winds around midnight, I would say, were pretty much the way they were for Sandy. I mean, I was listening to
the winds we were supposed to get at
horrible.
The evening time, and nothing came.
Right. And I'm looking out the window, and I couldn't really see out the window. I said, okay, yeah, this storm is really going to hit. And then I woke up, and it was a lot of snow. Don't get me wrong. It was snowing hard, but it wasn't any place.
No, not even close.
No, what I expected.
No.
Really.
And, you know, that's another thing is, like, you know, because our office, I worked at home yesterday, and it was like, as long as I have heat and electric, I am fine. You know,
that's
the main thing.
That's all you need.
You know.
For people who don't live in the Hudson Valley, and I remember my neighbors all had generators. All had generators because it's that fragile that all of a sudden a storm, no electricity. And it's, you know, in the summertime, you're okay. You don't really care. But those winters are cold. And when you don't have a generator and you don't have electricity and heat, oh, my God.
And the house gets cold really, I mean, really fast.
Yeah.
Really fast, you know. And then if you don't have an alternate source like a generator or a wood stove, it's, you know, you can get pretty uncomfortable pretty quickly.
And even if you have a fireplace, I mean, I've had fireplaces and they're beautiful to look at, but they don't really they take the chill out of the house. They don't really warm you unless you're sitting right in front of them.
Right.
Well, as a matter of fact, they actually suck warm air out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's deceptive.
Exactly.
I mean, if you stand right next to it, you're fine, but it's really zapping the heat out of the rest of the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you use it for ambiance. It's really not a good
heat. That's exactly right.
And if you're really freezing, you can,
Well, I mean, I remember I had an older dog, and he used to sit right in front of it, and it was comfortable for him. I mean, but it didn't do anything for the house.
Mm-mm. No. So
another tip.
Pretty much, I think you guys did a great job covering it. You know, try to look for. I mean, for me, I have back issues from an accident I had years ago, so I have to really pace myself. So I look for, you know, I have an ergonomic snow shovel that has a curved handle,
it's
lightweight and it has a wide blade on it. So that helps me to not strain as much, even though, like, when there's icy stuff, I borrow somebody else's that's, like, a heavier metal metal one to get the ice up, you know, or try to get the ice up. But,
and you know, people always say, well, you know, that's a little bit more expensive. You know something? Your comfort is priceless, and snow is going to come, so it's not like you're not going to use it. You're going to save your back. You're going to save your body some wear and tear.
Yep, and like you guys point out, they're not only working muscles. Snow shoveling not only works muscles that you don't typically work out, it's also pretty unnatural body movements.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
So,
well, that's what I was saying
before. Yeah.
It's Mother Nature holding a gun to your head and forcing you to work out. That's really what it is.
And she's making you work out with a vengeance. Like, okay, try this maneuver.
And that's what we were saying. And if for some reason you are compromised in some way physically, invest in a snowblower. I mean, it's so worth it not to have to go through that. I mean, you know me. I like to do it, but there might be a day that I don't. You know, maybe many years from now. And I think, well, why are you laughing? But it's true. Maybe many. But I would invest in something like that. You know, this way I could manage myself and not have to rely on somebody else.
Well, that's like I've been converted to leaf blowers for the same reason.
Exactly.
You know, I can't say raking is my favorite thing to do ever.
No.
But you know, there's certain areas where you just can't get at the leaves because there's, you know, ground cover and bushes and things, and you have a leaf blower, and man, you are like in control. It's like,
oh yeah.
It's like putting gale force wind on it. It's like so satisfying. So I think probably I've never used a snowblower, but I would imagine it's similar.
And you know what I always say about Hudson Valley? There is no place, I think, that's more beautiful. And nature is just at its most pinnacle. However, you have the residue from the beauty of nature, and that's where the snow comes in, that's where the leaves come in. So just enjoy it and just clean up. You know, and
exercise caution. Like after the last snowstorm, which wasn't, you know, didn't have a name and a theme song like this one did. It was just like a regular snowfall. It was icy. It was heavy.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I was out driving, and I really stay, because I'm up in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Once I get to the main roads, I don't take back roads. I just stick to the main roads because the back roads are always, you know, horrible. And I went to this, it was a mile long. I didn't realize it was like a shortcut, not tended to. I went around a corner. I was going slow. It was a 30-mile-an-hour zone. I was going under that. My car, like, totally lost it on ice. Totally and completely lost it. I started going sideways towards this guardrail.
That's very scary.
And, yeah.
No
and
joke,
you,
yeah.
There's nothing you can do, nothing. It's the worst feeling in the world. And there was a snowbank in front of it. I got right against the guardrail, and the kid behind me, he slid out, but he stopped and he pushed my car out for me. And I said, how bad is my front end? Because all I could think about is like cha-ching and, you know, whatever. And he said it was all right. And then I checked and looked at it. Because of that snowbank, it saved my front end. My car touched the guardrail, but the only damage I had was it cracked my license plate holder. That's how close I was.
You know, it's and having been up there for years, everybody who's up there, and I think, Elite, when you and I went up there, we didn't go on the Taconic. That road is
You told me about that
road.
It was really bad.
And it's just you have.
Is that a main road or is it a highway?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's a main road. And
it's a two lane. It's not a straightaway though. It's like it meanders, and I mean it's like on the highways you have trucks, and on the Taconic you have deer. You know.
Oh, yeah, and uneven. I mean, just in a lot of turns. And if you're not a seasoned driver, it's serious. So
yeah.
That's why, I mean, driving, I mean, you just, you know, even the people up there that have been driving for years, you have to be so careful. And thank God
yeah.
that the only thing that happened to you was a dented license plate. My gosh.
I know. It was like you're in the car and I'm going, no, help, help. You know, it's like,
thank
and all
God.
I could, yeah. So it was like one of those things where, you know, I felt blessed, like, phew, I dodged a bullet here, you know.
Because
there's nothing you can do. I mean, snow is bad enough, but there is absolutely zero you can do. And it was just this icy buildup on this curve, and it was just don't make that mistake twice after a snowstorm.
Well, thank God you're okay. Now, before you leave, you have a few things coming up that I want you to mention. This is your time to showcase yourself.
Well, thank you. There's some exciting things in the wings, if I do say. I'm really thrilled about it. I just had a literary agent sign me on for one of my book projects, which is a book of illustrated erotic haiku.
Ooh.
And there's line drawing, beautiful, elegant. It's like a cross between, you know, minimalistic, like I want it to be sensual, brushstroke.
Mm-hmm.
Asian style, but done in line drawings, a la John Lennon's drawings,
wow.
by a wonderful
yeah.
artist named Anya Aldrich, who's from Poland but has been living in the Hudson Valley. And she designs all, she's been designing, she started and was designing the Tivoli, New York, Tivoli Arts Center's Valentine's Day erotic fundraiser show.
Mm-hmm.
And she did all the postcards for that in that style, and that's how I said I want that woman to do it.
Yeah.
And so we just signed on with Riverside Literary Agency, and Susan is going to shop the book with the intention of having it released for Valentine's Day 2016,
cool.
which would be fantastic. And I'm kicking off, well, I'm not launching it, but I will be opening at the Tivoli Gallery in early February for their erotic art, you know, art show and evening. They have like a little entertainment portion. I am opening up the entertainment doing one of my poems, and I think I'm leaning towards my esoteric erotic spam.
Ooh, okay.
Which is basically, I do this, I call it existential spam. I had a project where I would save ridiculous subject lines from spam email.
Yeah, I remember.
And
yeah.
put them into a, you know, what sounds like an intended, you know, statement. And so what I did was I collected all the naughty ones and bawdy ones, and I made erotic existential spam. So I'll be reading that. And then in March, I'll be participating in my first, it's an international initiative, but the region's poetry brothel evening, which is coming up the end of March. And a poetry brothel is everybody, there's music and poetry, but all the poets have a persona and a little, you know, bio about their persona, and they do their thing, and then people can, you know, buy tokens to have like a private poetry session. And
oh, wow.
it's a
it's
really
like a
fun
hand.
Night. Kind of, but with like costumes, you know. But you know, and in dark corners. But what it's there to do is to raise awareness and funds to help women in, you know, third world countries who are held as sex slaves against their will in bordellos. So it's a fundraising benefit. So it's kind of a benefit with benefits for the audience. I don't know.
That is cool stuff, though. Now the other
thing—that's the tone of the year for 2000.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't want to mention the other thing if you're not ready to mention it. Anything else?
I'm not ready to mention it. I've been working on it, and it's going to be really. I'd be delighted to break the news on your show in the future.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't say anything, because I wasn't sure if you were ready to go public with that.
Very curious.
I'll tell you.
She can tell you offline. She can tell. We'll just do a cliffhanger for the next time I'm on.
Tune in.
So, yeah. I've got my hands full with erotic haiku, though.
And that was a nice thing that you used to do last year. You were going to have that thing that you did at Mezzaluna. You did that.
Yeah, 3 years. For three years, my partner in crime, Victoria Sullivan, and I would do the Valentine's Day celebration of love and Eros.
Yeah,
and it was we were characters. And hosts of a variety show, and we would have musicians and poets and performers, stand-up comedians, and this last year we're going to have some really wonderful, additions like a belly dancer, and I personally wanted to have was looking to get a drag queen to do a makeover for a guy in the audience, before
that.
Wants a makeover though, right?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather put people on the spot and embarrass them,
That's what
I'm
mean.
Sure there'd be some volunteers. But, last year it got snowed out, and then Mezzaluna, sadly, the owner, Mary Rosato, passed away. And she was a very beloved figure. She died on Thanksgiving, and unfortunately, Cafe Mezzaluna is no longer. And we're thinking about reviving
it,
maybe. Oh. Yeah, in a different venue, though, because in a different time, we're thinking maybe, May Day, Beltane kind of a thing, because the weather's more cooperative.
And
we're looking for a home for it. We're thinking possibly, you would know this reference, New World. They have a nice back room at New World.
That would work out well.
Yeah. So, we'll I'll keep you posted if that's in the wings. So.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot. We'll be up there soon. But the last
Yay.
Time we saw both Elite and myself, we were on WDST with you.
That's right.
That is right. That was really fun.
That was Labor Day weekend 2 years ago, no?
I saw you a year ago, too, a real quick visit last February, too, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. Yeah, I have to see you at least once a year in person.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
But the lovely Patricia Martin, PR Maven.
Thank you. My pleasure. Love you guys.
I love you, too, darling. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. See, now I know what that other thing is.
Well, you do too.
You do too. Yeah,
I do?
You think it's something else, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But Patricia Martin with her shoveling tips, us with our shoveling tips.
Mm-hmm.
Shoveling it away. That's
shoveling
what we do.
Down to Buffalo.
But sad. I mean, that we announced.
What's sad?
We announced the Valentine's thing at Mezzaluna last year. Remember?
Yeah,
we announced it on the air. And, yeah,
and I remember it did get snowed out, and then later on it just never happened.
Right, and that's
some things aren't just meant to happen sometimes.
But that's may her soul rest, Mary Rosato was such a wonderful
dying
woman.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah, such a wonderful, wonderful woman, and she opened.
There's a reasoning for that.
She was a wonderful one of these people that you meet, and I always wanted you to meet her. Just a very good human being.
I'm sure.
And she was so receptive to artists. We played there a couple of times. Just loved everything about culture, and just opened her kitchen, her restaurant.
That died on a thankful day.
It's poetic. Very, may her soul rest. But hopefully they find, because the things that Patty puts together is actually very nice, and it's a nice little artist community up there.
Sounds it. Really
yeah,
does.
Yeah, really cool stuff. But,
that's
our show.
Woo!
That's our show.
That went
today.
Fast.
You have something else to add, Elite Ziegelman, do you?
Well, I think we caught them up on the LA, correct?
Yes.
We caught them up that we train everybody with anybody that has a body.
You know what? Somebody wants to come on the air. Should we
Does
let
it?
Them on? Yeah, so one of our LA people that... wanted to come on the air, and
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's,
why not?
He's saying he's begging to come on.
Hope not like a.
Yeah. So let's get him on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. We're waiting for you.
He's going to call now.
Yay.
Yeah. So let's see if he's picking it up. Our LA liaison, Matthew Caracappa. Be coming on.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
See, live radio goes like this, right? Huh? You should be calling now.
Well, you know, the time difference.
It's like psychotic episode difference. Here we go.
Let me bring him on.
Is this my fabulous cousin Lori?
Who is this? I don't know. Matt, what are you doing?
I don't know. Oh my God! You know what? Listen. I've had, you know, Lori knows. I've had a couple of family illnesses, and I did not know I was scheduled to be on today, and I feel awful because I had nothing but time, and I would have totally been on the radio with you guys, and I feel terrible.
Well, you know something? When we had spoken about it, I figured there's a lot of stuff, different things going on. Maybe you forgot, or maybe you left, so I didn't want to bother you with it. But here you are.
Let me tell you something. And again, I'm the kind of person who was like OCD. Everything is perfect in my life, and I never forget anything. It's written down. It's on the calendar. Do you know what I did last night? I actually went to the airport to fly home. And I knew that was my night to fly home, and I was a day early. That's how stressed out I am.
Wow.
Yeah. I literally was like, oh, I'm supposed to be here tomorrow. But anyway,
okay.
I'm calling in to the both of you because I'm extremely excited about the launch of L.A. I've spoken to many people about it. There's nothing but hype and excitement about it.
Love it.
Everyone is saying to me, it is an amazing, unusual concept. And I said, yes, my cousin Lori and her partner Elite own this. This is their niche. And there are so many people excited. Even my friend Jill Zarin, who is a very famous person, obviously, because she was on the Real Housewives of New York City. I mean, her and her manager have been contacting me every day because they want to know what it is in there for them. But I'm just telling you that there is no doubt in my mind. I'm dealing with something heavy right now, but there's no doubt in my mind that this concept that you have designed in New York is going to be probably 10 to 20 to 30% bigger out here.
I think that's just the beginning. I think you're right. I know I'm right.
Because you want to know why I know I'm right? Because in my own personal business, you know, my designers who I deal with, and I'm a sales rep, they're all celebrities in their own right. They're on TV. They're in magazines. They're photographed, and their clients are also like, you know, A-list celebrities. Mm-hmm. So I know how to get into that crowd, and I know that this is something. Because L.A. is a very, very catered crowd. This is a crowd where they valet park their car. They don't want – if there was a service where you can carry them to their car, they would do that. So that's why I know the idea of having our trainers go to a bride's house to lose weight, to fit into her exquisite gown, it is just a natural.
I think so. Now you
know. I know so.
You know what? Now, don't forget, Matthew, next week starts what we're going to be doing every month, an East Coast, West Coast fitness party. So do you think you're going to be up for that?
Yes, of course I am.
Okay, because we're going to be having, you're going to have your team, we're going to have our team. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have that East Coast, West Coast vibe going on. It's going to be the first of every month.
We should
have
like a game show going.
Well, let's get the first thing off the ground first, then we'll get
Let me tell you something. I already have two girls committed, and you know,
perfect.
I gave a shout out already to Margareta Nuss, who is this tall, blonde, Swedish, like gorgeous woman who's pretty inside and outside, and then my friend Sapna, who is Indian, who is just stunning inside and outside as well. They're both educated, and they're both on board with me because they think it's an amazing idea, and they're also in their early 30s, and they want to get married. So this whole concept to them is so exciting.
I have both of them
with me, and I can get as many more as I want to. I mean, literally, I could open my Rolodex and find the most beautiful, like, talented girls that want to be on this, and Like you said to me, Lori, finding trainers is nothing, but finding the clients is very easy for me.
Mm-hmm. That's what we got to get. That's what we got to get. That's going to be perfect.
Well, that's what I'm focusing on. And my new assistant, Sarah, who is amazing. I mean, she was finishing some work for me for my other business. So I said, listen, I'm leaving tomorrow. I said, I want you to finish these lists. I want you to give Lori the list of the best makeup artists, hairdressers, PR agents,
that's
stylists.
What I like.
And there are thousands, Lori, thousands. And the thing is, I know so many people who know so many people. It's almost like that movie, 6 Degrees of Separation.
Love it, yeah.
So the thing is, when I name my name, when my name is dropped, I will get the best of the best to know who we are.
Perfect.
And the last thing I'm going to say to you is, if Jill Zarin got that excited on a cruise in Antarctica with her husband to contact her manager, and I know Jill is all about the Benjamin. So for her to be excited, I knew right there and then this whole concept that we have is mind-blowing, and there is no limit to the growth.
I totally agree. And we're going to be coming out there in June. You and I will discuss this offline. We'll do something because June is Bride Month. So we're going to figure out how to have some sort of event that I'm going to spin that we're going to do in June. But Elite and I will come up for that.
Well, if you want to do that, you let me know. And you know what? I'll pay for it. I'll find a great catering hall. I'll find something fabulous for us. But meanwhile, I do have this most amazing rooftop pool in my building with panoramic views of the city.
And for
my birthday, I've hired bartenders and waiters, and it's the most amazing. You know why? Because the pictures are amazing.
But whatever you want.
And meanwhile, Laura, you know I'm coming in tomorrow.
Yes.
So before I leave, I'm definitely coming to meet you and Elite at your penthouse. I'm definitely coming.
Well, there's no question about it. Yeah, we'll talk offline and we'll see what we could do because I'd love to give you a hug.
No, forget about the hug. I mean, it's more than a hug.
forget about the hug.
No
hug.
Come on, Lori. Are you kidding me, Lori? You're Italian, Lori. It's more than a hug. It's like a hug. I'm gonna squeeze you, kiss you. I want to like smell your body sweat. I'm gonna come.
Someone who loves you. That's an Italian
that loves you.
That's after the eighth hour of working.
Exactly. No. So I want to come to the city because my good friend Amy lives in New York, and Amy also could be an asset for us. So I want to come see your penthouse studio, and I want to meet both you and Malik. And I'm going to make time for it. I'm gonna definitely make time for it.
Well, you know what? You just take care of your business, and the rest will happen. Okay? So just don't worry
about it. I promise you, I will. And I hate to say this. I know it's doom, and I know it's gloom. But my dad's dying of liver cancer, so this is what I'm dealing with. And if it wasn't for that, I would be so much more positive.
I'm trying very, very hard
to just accept what is because that's what life's about. Because you know what? You know, we all know that when you're born with a death clock. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
You're born and you die. And I hate the fact that it's happening now because I'm so excited about the Bridie Bridal Shop, and I see so much potential. It's not even funny.
Well, you know what? Look at it this way. Life is yin and yang. You got the balance of good and you got some bad. So just, you know, the good is waiting for you, so just take care of what you have to do and look forward to the rest. That's really it.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, Lori, there's no other way to look at it, right?
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
So anyway, let me send you a kiss. We will talk offline. Matthew Caracappa, our
LA
liaison.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for popping on last minute, Matt. And I'm going to talk to you later.
And Elite, and this is for Elite. I want this is totally for Elite. You know, Elite, you and I don't speak very much because Laura's my cousin, but I want you to know that I know that you're a very talented lady, and I'm very proud of you as well. And I want you to know that I think very highly of you. So please email me, talk to me. you know, it's not about the Lori Towers and Matthew Caracappa hour. You know, you were very important in this, and I want to get to know you better. That's why I'm saying I'm coming to your penthouse. Your penthouse on studio because I want to meet you. That's the most important thing to me.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Matthew.
All right. I'm serious.
No, I'm serious too.
All right.
Okay. Now break it up, you two.
All right. I love you both. Have a great weekend. Listen, I'm coming in tomorrow night. I'll keep you posted, Lori.
Absolutely.
And I adore you both because you have a concept that's amazing. And you're helping people, and it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank
Matt.
You so much, Matt.
You just take care of yourself, buddy, all right? I'll talk to you later.
I'm trying. Good night, guys.
Okay.
I love you, Death.
Bye-bye, Matt. Love you, too.
Bye.
Matthew Caracappa, L.A. liaison for the Bridal Body Shop. Hey, he's going to have things popping out there.
Hmm.
He's got things popping out in L.A. And that's what we need. It's a big market out there.
It's going to explode. It's going to explode.
It's
just going to be, well, you know, a couple of days, a couple of hours, a couple of days, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You never know.
And he's got some personal business to take care of, and that's why I'm glad he could join us today. On that note, we will be back next week, and next week we're going to have our East-West Fitness Party that we just discussed, and that will be at noon on Wednesday, New York time. It'll be 9 o'clock L.A. time. We're going to have fitness facts flopping back and forth, differences between the West Coast, East Coast, fitness mentality, all next week and the beginning of every month from here on in. So join us. On that note, I'd like to thank our guest, the lovely Patricia Morton, for giving us some insight to what she's doing as far as her own book writing and so on and so forth. And, of course, being the PR maven of the Hudson Valley. And Matthew Caracappa, of course, manning the fort out in L.A., minding the store for us while we're not out there, and hand pumping and kissing babies and doing everything that we would be doing to bring business up there. He's doing all that for us. So thank you, Matt, and travel to New York safely, and we'll catch up with you. But for everybody listening, have a great day. Be careful out there. Go out, do something productive. Do something healthy. Do something happy. I'd like to thank my lovely co-host, Lee Ziegelman, who rides shotgun with me
the
time and in every way.
Thank you to Lori Towers.
Thank you. And to everybody, thank you for listening. And come back next week. And in the meantime, we hope you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
You got it.